Cornwall, Evan McPheeters helped bring the firepower to Canada West. McPheeters, from Canmore, made his international coaching debut at the 2022 World Junior A Challenge in Cornwall, Ant. From December 11-18, featuring teams from Sweden, United States, and Latvia in order to give more exposure to Canadian Junior A players. Against powerhouse squads loaded with future NHL talent, the underdog Canada West finished fourth in the tourney, being edged out by the Swedes 3-2 in a bronze medal game shootout on Sunday, December 18. That game could have gone either way, said McPheeters, assistant coach of Canada West. Two countries and two teams that were probably good enough to win gold, and, unfortunately, one of them had to go home empty-handed, and that was us. Canada East won silver after losing 5-2 to USA in the gold medal game at the Cornwall Civic Complex. Canada West invitees came from AJHL, SJHL, MJHL, and SIJHL. The Canmore Eagles' Rebecca Koresh was named as Canada West's athletic therapist. When selected to the coaching staff, McPheeters, who is head coach of the Sherwood Park Crusaders of the AJHL, was integral to the team's power play blueprint and brought an offensive mind to the coaching staff. McPheeters' power play schemes proved to be a potent blend. Canada West had the most efficient man advantage of the tourney, scoring the most goals, 10, and securing the best percentage, 33%. The second best power play was USA, which went 8-for-29 at 28%. In tourney goals, Canada West, 27, was second only to USA, 31. Last season, as an assistant coach with the Brooks Bandits, McPheeters helped lead the club to the AJHL's Inter-Pipeline Cup, and the National Junior A Championship Centennial Cup. The team ended the year at 35.3% power play efficiency, the best in the league has seen in more than 10 years. I think they identified my strengths as the offensive side of the game, said McPheeters. Running the power play the last few years in Brooks and now in Sherwood Park. Canada West started the tournament by stomping over USA, Canada East, and Latvia. It was a huge morale boost for the team, said McPheeters. Our team was built on the identity of the Western Canadian way of hard to play against and character players, said McPheeters. Having basically two lines that can provide some offense and firepower and be our power play guys, and then a group of forwards that can be really nasty to play against. Finishing tied at the top of the preliminary round, the Canada West's high didn't carry over into the semi-final and bronze medal games. In the semis on December 17, Canada East defeated its countrymen 4-1, setting up a bronze medal showdown against Sweden. Our momentum was riding so high in the first few games of the round robin and just how hard we were playing, said McPheeters. When it got to that third game in four nights, I think we didn't have much in the tank, and after that we were just chasing the game. Canada West played Sweden in its final game of the preliminary round as well, losing 5-3 after Swedish goalie Noah Erlidén had the performance of the week, with 37 saves. 3 days later, when the two hockey nations clashed again, penalties hurt Canada West in the bronze medal game after Sweden scored twice on the power play. Canada West's Aiden Fink sent the game to overtime after tying things up in the third on the power play. The extra frame went scoreless. Nine shooters tried their best shot in the shootout, but only Swede Felix Unger Sorum broke the goose egg. Following the gold medal game, the WJAC All-Star team was named, which included Canada West and AJHL forwards Fink, Brooks Bandits, and Liam Watkins, Spruce Grove Saints. The other All-Stars were USA players Cole Newbel and Eric Polkamp, and Swedes Tom Willander and goalie Erlidén. After debuting on the world stage, McPheeters said he plans to continue putting his name forward when opportunities arise. It was certainly an unforgettable experience for me, he said.